I hate to say, you know, the governance, the national board has the ultimate responsibility. And I was on the national board for 3 years. I was off for 3 years, and I'm back. This is the second year back on. I was one of them, and I remember every year fighting with others, the people on the national board, not to approve certain budgets because I was saying they were going to guarantee you're going to have deficits, because a real common thing, and it still happens, is that they overestimate listener support or other revenue. They'll come up with some excuse to say, oh, the revenue, the listener support's going to be more. Or KPFA's been trying to cancel out depreciation for the last year because they know most people don't understand the difference between that it does involve cash flow. It's an expense. It's a real expense. You can't just cancel it out. It's going to show up on your income statement. It's going to come up, going to show up in the audit. And those two things alone can amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars for a station like A or K. And it's, you know, to get back to one of the earlier questions, you know, the reason why, like Jerry's, why it's hard to cut payroll is a lot of the, you know, you're under union contracts. And I'm 100% supportive of unions, but, you know, we're not Walmart. We're not paying big dividends to our shareholders. We don't have any. And I'm not getting any salary. And but we've got to come up some way of limiting expenses if we can't keep the revenue increasing as much as we need to.
And whose responsibility is that?
Well, the ultimate responsibility is the national board.
Why hasn't it been done?
You have to ask all the national board members for the last 15 years.
You're
know, but, you know, the majority can do stuff or not do stuff, and we have a lot of people that just don't pay attention to the finances. I'll put it that way.
There has to be something.
Well, I try to. I'm not trying to say they're bad or have bad intentions. It's just people get wrapped up in local stuff or politics, and people aren't watching the money. And if you keep spending more money than we're bringing in, you have a deficit, and it's putting the whole foundation at risk.
Right. There has to be something in place.
Yeah, I think we needed a commitment to having balanced budgets. We should be running a surplus because we've got to pay back the debt, unless we can do it
so
through a frequency swap or something,
page.
You know. Pardon?
So that every station is on the same page.
Yes, right.
And one station doesn't make the whole facility go under.
Now, KPFA has been, I mean, the only station that's sort of doing okay, but even they're having trouble. They had to add... They like to say they don't add fund drive days, but like last year, they moved their October fund drive into September because they were going to run out of money before the end of the fiscal year. So effectively, they did add days to that fund that year in fund drive. So there's little things like that, but they're still running a lot less than some of the others. KPFK had about a $250,000 deficit 2 years ago. Now they're doing much better this year. They've cut the number of fund drive days and still kept the revenue up, and so I know things can change. WBI used to bring in more revenue than any other station. So I know they can do it. They're in a big media market.
So there needs to be a plan. Somebody needs to come up with a plan. And if it's a gimme, then they need to.
Yeah. Part of the problem, too, I'll just, you know, be honest, is that, you know, people tend to, on the boards, tend to fight for their own particular programming interests. And that isn't always the same as making sure we have the money we need.
Point of information. Can I make a motion that we go around once more because PK didn't even speak out that one question?
Yeah. Do you want to allow the audience to ask their one question before we go around a second time?
No, really, I'd rather not right now. I'd rather have a conversation with us as the board and then include
all right.
To go back over.
Okay. I'm going to go with that. But I want to ask my questions. First one is... Other than a signal swap or the sale of property, what other ideas are being discussed for raising money?
Well, people have been talking about, let's get major donors, but, you know, I've been talking about it for a long time, and I don't see it coming in. So, frankly, I don't think it's going to happen until we take care of some of this other problems. I mean, we do get some major donors all the time. We get bequests occasionally, but we can't predict those.
Okay, when... Christine Blosdale was here. Mm-hmm. I told her about an interaction I had with Quincy Jones when I was living in Los Angeles. Did she ever report that? I urged her to try to set up a meeting with him.
I don't remember that.
I didn't talk to you about it. I talked to her. Did she ever pass that on to you?
I don't think so. Or if she did, I forgot.
Okay, and you said we should not speak ill of the dead, but Ambrose Lane was the WBAI general manager when that contract was signed with
no,
the
he was he, no.
Who was it then?
He was from WPFW. He was on the national board,
okay.
And he became the chair, and then he became the ID when Dan Coughlin left.
I'm sorry. Then I have the wrong name.
Okay.
My question is, how can we prevent a general manager from signing a contract that is supposed to be, or am I wrong, supposed to be signed by the, approved by the national board? I'm the executive director.
Well, he was the IED, not a GM.
What is the information?
But the board should have held him responsible. Maybe they did, but I haven't been able to find any document. But the board should have approved it.
I would like to say, I was on the board at the time. Yeah. I was never aware that he signed any contract.
Neither was I.
During my time to talk, you're going to ask questions?
Well, it pertains to your question.
Well, come around when it's your turn again, and you can speak to your
question. Well, I think it's appropriate to ask right now.
Go ahead.
On behalf of his answer and your question. He indicated a few minutes ago he never gave a name. He said they looked for that contract and couldn't find it. What my question later is, if you're in a lawsuit, you're trading information. So the Empire State Building should have a copy of that contract and somebody's name on the bottom of it in print and a signature.
They do.
That's not what I said.
Ask him that question.
That's not what I said.
He didn't say that.
You're misquoting what he said.
I have a copy of the contract and Ambrose Lane's signature is on it. He signed
his mistake.
I just didn't say his name earlier.
I didn't understand.
Yeah,
okay, my other question is, you mentioned signal swaps. I'm assuming the two stations, the one you didn't mention, was the Berkeley station. They are outside of the nonprofit area. So it's
correct.
Washington, I mean, it's New York and Berkeley that can, it's not signal swapping, which gives like, I'll give you, you can move here and I'll move there. It's, we will sell you the rights to the middle of the dial and the FCC will allow us to purchase or obtain a signal down in the educational realm. Is that not a more clear way of describing what we're talking about?
There's two ways of doing it, like for WBI. You could do an outright swap with another station that's in the commercial portion of the band, or even a nonprofit that's in the there's some other nonprofits that are also above 92 in New York. Or if you had a nonprofit below 92, if you had a three-party, you could get a commercial station to buy WBI's current frequency, take part of that money, keep part of it to buy a non-commercial license below 92. And then they'd have to go off the air.
What are the guarantees that we have that we will be able to purchase a signal in New York and in Berkeley or San Francisco Bay Area and obtain a signal in that non-commercial area?
We're not looking for a swap in Berkeley for our sale.
Why not? When we've got a commercial signal in the middle of the dial in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, you could ask the national board to tell me to do it if you wanted to, but I don't think it makes sense. They're more successful financially than any other station. Why would we want to mess with them? And they don't owe money to the rest of the network like other stations do.
Yeah, I don't understand this idea that, man, whether it's KPFT or KUHF, at 100,000 watts, whether you're the middle of the dial or the bottom of the dial, you've got 100,000 watts.
Right.
And you have the coverage that comes with that. It's not based on your frequency where you turn it on your radio. Am I right about that?
Correct. Well, it depends on antenna height and some other antenna location.
Yeah,
but right, the frequency doesn't have anything to do with the coverage area.
That's not what you said earlier.
Well, sorry if I...
Well, obviously it does. Frequency does.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Do they have to approve the height and all that?
Right. You cannot change your antenna height or anything.
My time is up and we're out of order.
Well, that is easy.
Okay. Cliff, do you have we're going second time around. Third time for your option. Do you wish to ask a question?
I'm fine. Okay, correct.
I'm sorry?
I'm fine.
He's coming.
Okay. Susie, you have a question or a comment?
No, I just
I'm just still concerned about the plans and procedures and for everything to be uniform. And this won't happen again. We can't just pay our debts and not have a plan so that this won't happen.
Whoever's elected to the national board next year and in future years, we need to be asking them that. What are you going to make sure? How are you going to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, it has to do with who's on the board now and who's going to be on the board in the future.
Right.
Adrian.
I think that the concern that everyone has is that it seems like, and I could be wrong because I'm brand new, but it seems like the very same people who got us into a mess are going to be deciding how we're going to be getting out of the mess for the most part.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why anyone's feeling anything because this is business. You see, I feel that we should there should be a cost-benefit analysis to all of these different options, period. And I don't see any professional that's involved in doing this necessarily. You have this one guy that you mentioned, but on the other hand, who is going to present all the different options that you named, which are bankruptcy, loan, selling a building, signal swap, and maybe some that we're not even thinking about, and do an actual professional cost-benefit analysis so that we can clearly see what makes more sense, and we can stop feeling a bunch of things about it and relying on people who got us into the mess to then feel us out of it.
Cost-benefit doesn't really apply to some of those things, like whether or not to apply to bankruptcy, for example.
But
I mean, you can have that as a separate issue, but it's separate from how are you going to pay off the debt. Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But you understand my
sure.
point, though.
Yeah. Well, we have a CFO. We have a professional chief financial officer.
What?
We have a professional chief financial officer.
Who's been there?
Sam Agarwal. And we have a broker that's going to get some information, too.
I don't have any faith in anybody.
Okay, well, I'm just responding to what you're saying.
Is this person new to the situation?
No.
Okay, well, I think that we probably need someone new to the situation to be able to... I see a lot of people throwing out a lot of things from the PNB. They fight amongst each other. There's no consensus even between them. And a lot of them are talking about things that they're completely unqualified to talk to. Face it. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I'm not going to take out my own gallbladder, and I'm not going to change my own transmission. I get a professional to do that. I don't understand why a bunch of people who are clearly not professionals in any financial matter are trying to make decisions of this magnitude when they are the very same people that got us into this mess in the first place. Does that make any sense to you, Bill? That's my question.
Yeah, well, it's not the same individuals because this has been accumulating over years.
Many,
but you have a very good point.
Is it many?
I have a good point. If you have some specific people you want to point me to, that'd be great. And I mean, just an example, the treasurer at WPFW works at, he's a banker. He's really familiar with lending and loans and finance and all this kind of stuff. And I've been talking to him quite a bit. He's been very helpful. I mean, no one person necessarily has all the answers, obviously. And I'd love to have some more help.
And you're all coming together as quasi-professionals and trying to feel your way through it. This is not, like I said, you don't change your own transmission. This is when the big boys come in.
Yeah.
And they start making big decisions because we're in a big mess. And I wonder where they are. Where are they?
Well, let me tell you what. I mean, some of the people have suggested is we hire a turnaround firm. And I would be glad to give my job to somebody who really has professional experience like that. The trouble is you have to have the board willing to give up. I'm not really giving up control, but you have to let them make...
No, you say it right.
You don't want the board micromanaging this stuff.
Right.
And a lot of people at every board, they're kind of... They want to keep things the way they are at their station.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't you see, so, from an agreement, this is a big problem.
Right.
It's not working.
Right.
So
that goes back
to
basically it's a governance problem, though.
I'm asking you, as a person who seems to, I mean, we're agreeing on this.
Yeah.
Go back. Tell them this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work this way. It can't work this way.
Okay. Well, if you have some specific people in mind, send them my way. Yeah. Good. Okay.
No one's asking us anything.
Yeah.
We're just the suggesting group.
Okay.
You done?
Yeah.
You're done?
Thank you,
Bob. Your turn.
Yeah, it just sounds like, you know, you don't really get the full impact of her thoughts. You're flipping it back on her to go find these people. How did it get like this for years? If we have a CFO might be one of those kind of people that would have be the impartial person, the person who isn't on and off a PMB committee once a year, is not a new person to the processes of being on a board, and all those kinds of things, perhaps he would be like the priest of the foundation. And where has he been? You're talking about the pensions haven't been paid.
Well, he's new.
For years.
He's new. He wasn't.
Where's
he wasn't here.
Where's everybody been?
He wasn't.
And then I don't know who this Sam Agarwal is, but there are people I've heard say, you know, he's been brought in like he wasn't a good guy before. And how long ago was he involved with this? And
okay, well, let me ask your question. Okay, he was hired by the. I wasn't on the board right then. About. Okay, you were in around the end of 2015 or early 16. He was hired as a CFO. He became CFO. He stayed on for less than a year, and he got so disgusted with the board, the national board, and I'll just say the way things were going, that he resigned because he felt that it was they were being very irresponsible. I'll just put it this way: not paying attention to audits. Same stuff I was yelling and screaming about, you know, and the deficits, the continuing deficits, and not having a plan for recovery. And so then we brought him back. We brought him back this year.
Make it happen? Is that what you're doing? Well, why is it working now?
Was it working now?
Why? Why is some of this stuff working now, and he's working again for the foundation?
Well,
everybody's bragging these audits are getting done and stuff, so apparently something's different.
That's
you know,
true.
On one hand, and this may sound a bit harsh, mm-hmm. on one hand you're saying how helpless you are, but on the other hand, you do things, we've seen it.
Yeah.
Where you do it independently if you've been accused of. You know, I don't know who Leslie Radford is, but you fired her. So on one hand, you're crying about how Berkeley is so successful. Well, we might not want to mess with them. We don't want to impose ourselves on them. But KPFT's imposed on to this $8 million debt. I mean, God, Bill, I'm really.
Well, I don't know why you don't just say it. The reason it's different is because the majority on the PNB.
I'm not talking to you.
Well,
Robert,
I'm talking to you.
You're out of order.
Okay, well, do you want me to respond to that? Or I wasn't sure if that was a question, but... Go ahead, yeah.
I just want you to finish it so I understand.
The statement was the majority on the PMB changed. The current majority was concerned with finances. The past majority ignored finances for about 3 years. And so when this majority was elected, they made finances, which includes audit, which includes having a competent CFO and listening to him, changed the perspective of what was going on with the board of directors. There are people on the board of directors that want Pacifica to fail so that their friends can pick up the pieces.
Ooh, yep.
Serene Roberts, for one.
Yep.
Some of the old people associated with the Berkeley station who are no longer there.
Do you have any proof of what you're saying?
Hey, hold on. We're not going to let this thing descend into a screaming match. It's now Anissa's turn.
Well, unfortunately, Wendy just left the building, the room. But, Bill, have you seen the final numbers for Scarioki? How did we do?
I don't know. I mean, it's not a fundraiser. It's more of an outreach thing. So I don't think we even charged anything, do we?
No.
Nisa, do you have another question?
For those of you who don't know, it's a Halloween thing.
No, not at
this time. Okay, BK. I'm going to let you know when you're at 2 minutes, okay?
It just seems to me that when we send somebody from the LSB to the PMB, we do that with what is in mind of that they will represent our interests as well as overall working with the PMB. That is not happening. these incendiary remarks about different people.
Again.
What's happening here is that there's no real analysis, there's no real plan, and you all are the, quote, majority. But the biggest problem is the lack of shared leadership. And that the one pattern that we can see is that the people who got to be on the majority, if you go and you look at 2002, 2007, 2009, 2011, you all are just switching places. You're the same people. And the same people not figuring out how we can work together and how we can make a difference. You need an analysis. You need a plan. You need a rebranding that I did not get $10,000 for the whole Pacifica network, if it's going to work, and that's not in your plan. Instead, we're pointing the fingers at people, and we are saying things that we have no real proof of one way or the other, even in all the things that I have evaluated, investigated, talked to people about. The bottom line is that the proof is in the pudding. There is no pudding. There is no plan. There is no real analysis. It's opinion, and opinions are not fact. We are set to be frightened, but even with the audit, yeah, we got an audit, Robert, but it was at the cost of fairness. That it worked, thank God. But there was a problem, and those are the kinds of problems that I see all over. So, how do we go about getting an analysis and a plan? How do we start looking at professionals that aren't the same professionals that have been here year in and year out, just switching places?
Okay, well, right now we can't... It's really hard to hire professionals because of our financial situation. But if you want to, you can come up with, I'm open to any professionals you can help send our way.
No, you're not. You never respond to me, Bill.
Send me some professionals to help with finances. That's what we need right now. That would be fine. But I am talking to people that have leads on. And I'm not trying to blame people. You say we're pointing fingers. I'm trying really hard not to do that. I tell you, I feel really strongly about, I'd be glad to point some fingers at people that I think really screwed up really badly over the years, but I'm not doing it because it doesn't do any good to blame people. Right now we've got a problem, and no matter who caused it, or through negligence or whether it's deliberate, I think most of it's just negligence, we've got to deal with it. And right now we need to come up with money. And our attorney in New York has told us that's what the board should be focusing on, is how do we pay the judgment and how do we take care of the debt.
Sounds like Trump. We need to build a wall rather than we need to have a plan for immigration. You keep saying the same things, Bill, over and over again. And while you may not say you're pointing the fingers, you do. And, you know, you just let other people do it for you. A plan. It's like saying, I can't afford to pay my mortgage. And I know that I've got to do something about it, but I stop mowing the lawn, I stop paying my electricity. There's a way to do it, but you all are only talking to each other.
Thank you.
I don't agree with what you're saying, but...
Okay. Jerry, you good?
You mentioned somebody like a turnaround expert, you know, and also bankruptcy is often... I mean, I'll just give you my own opinion partly, more of a question, but have you ever thought about the whole damn system is rotten in a sense? What I mean by that is, I have no idea, but if every other station is as dysfunctional as this one, it doesn't, sort of what PK is saying, even if you get the $2 million or whatever and you get it for the next month, the whole thing is just screwed up to the core. PK, you might have issued, but you know, maybe with the bankrupts, and like, look, I consider myself a left winger. I wanted to be a labor lawyer, but there's no reason to have, you know, in a Pacifica, to have, if a corporation is going down the tubes, there's no, I mean, every time we say, oh, they have unions. Okay, therefore they can have 30 employees, whether they're doing anything or not. I suspect they're not doing that much, you know. you know, we can't cut our costs because of the unions. California law, unions, and whatever. I mean, you can't tell me that any sort of contract is going to, even if it's a union contract, is going to require that the thing pay 100% of all costs until the certain month, and then boom, it collapses. You normally can lay people off. There's got to be something. If not, when is the next time for the union contracts to come up? It sounds like nobody wants to deal with them or whatever. I'm not sure why. But maybe the bankruptcy, you know, can have a constitutional convention and get rid of this archaic type of structure that's just obviously screwed up, which encourages the same 15 people or whatever to keep getting elected and recycled through the board. Agarwal, I don't know anything about Agarwal, but no wonder the guy quit. Probably he'll quit again. I mean, come on. If nothing else, then the way things are going, this board is financially, the next one will not give a shit about, whatever. They'll be concerned about, like, who assaulted somebody at the damn station or something, or whatever station. I mean, come on. They should do something. And the only other thing I want to say is, like, based on this, Bill, I'm just going to say, so I criticize you blankly. I'd say I believe a lot of stuff you're doing financially is good, but I sure hope that you're not making the type of personal blunders at the other station that you made here. You're not going to be able to do it just by balancing the budget if you're pissing off and ruining the personal relationships of people. You've got to take that into account. So,
okay. One more minute.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll try to be brief. I agree the system's rotten, and we have problems at every station in the national board, and every LSB has problems, and there's infighting. There's different amounts at different stations, and it's different issues sometimes at different stations, too.
I'm sorry, but I want to have one more question.
Okay.
I don't think you're saving any money by not having the 24 people, whoever they are, on the national board, not even meeting anybody. It's a lot easier to insult people online through emails. And nobody knows anybody, and so
I agree.
Might be thinking you're saving some money by not having these people get together once or twice a year, so they knew who they are. I mean, I think that's a false economy too.
Well, one of the bylaws amendments is to reduce the size of the national board, and one of the reasons for that is to reduce the cost. And if you listen to the telephone, we had a 4.5-hour meeting last Thursday. And most of them are going at least 3 to 3.5 hours.
Why aren't those video meetings?
Because it's even more complicated.
It's not that complicated.
Okay, Jerry, I would love to do it. I'd love to do it. People want to be able to do it from their cars or when they're riding the subway and all kinds of stuff. They're not sitting at a computer all the time. So I would love to do it.
It's my computers. I sent you all a whole
I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff I would like to do.
Time.
I'd like to do a lot of what you're saying. But
she's out of order.
I would like to change a lot of stuff, too.
All right, good enough.
Okay, time is up.
I'd like your help. There's a lot of work involved.
It is now my turn. And you can either take notes or you can relax. I don't think you'll want to relax. But I don't have a question for you. I have some things to tell you. First of all, when I was serving as parliamentarian for the National Board, I went into a meeting with Leslie Kagan, who is the executive director. Can you guys stop it?
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
And I said to her in a hotel room overlooking the Staples Center in Los Angeles, why aren't you getting reports from the local station boards? They're the committee reports. National board. She said, no. And that went on and on and on and on, and I'm sure it's still the case. National board doesn't know what the goddamn local stations are doing. And that's what caused this problem. Okay? Audit. There's a woman-run audit firm here in Houston that has offices throughout the United States. They were recommended to me by the people at Urban Harvest. They were not considered to be one of the companies that was up to do this recent audit, which led to some people voting no, because not all the potential firms that were out there were even considered. I made multiple efforts to get their name considered, and it wasn't. The town hall meeting yesterday, Otis McClay has control over KPFTX. I had to post yesterday's meeting as a local station board meeting because there is no category called town hall meetings. Today's meeting, it was not announced on the airwaves of KPFT. All of the committee meetings are supposed to be announced. There was a meeting yesterday, I think, or recently at KPFT, where they filled the conference room with people who want to become news reporters. We have the potential for volunteers, but during all the years that Dwayne Bradley was the general manager of the station, you and others supported him and did not bring in the community to this goddamn community radio station. You don't have any ideas for marketing. How about underwriting and community partnerships? Not here, but across the country. How about advanced programming announcements? We know at 8 o'clock in the morning what's going to be on Democracy Now! When it's rebroadcast, either at 2 or 5. For 17 or 18 years, not a single announcement. Hey, listen to KPFT, tell your friends this afternoon that so-and-so is going to be on. This is a really hot show. Wally James, he knows the kinds of speeches he's going to have days and days and days in advance. Not one iota of advanced programming. And that's across the board. He's not the only one. A vast majority of them don't do it. Raising money, whether it's doing backyard events here in Houston or whether it's doing concerts at the Madison Square Garden. These are ways we can raise money. You don't have an iota of an idea other than signal swaps and selling property. I told you, Bill, you are over your head. You don't have a goddamn idea on how to raise money or how to build audience for this radio station. And yet you're telling us how we are going to go down here, the tubes.
Here, here.
Point of order, the chair is abusing a member of this body.
I would say so. Loud and clear, abuse.
Let it out your ideas without the person.
Tell him that is dead.
And right by the chair. By the chair.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Shame on you.
Could I
I'm out of order, calling a point of order?
Is it my turn?
There's enough shame to go around.
Let me go back to Jerry, because I didn't get to finish answering Jerry's questions.
Everybody should give everybody a break. It's frustrating.
Okay. Because Jerry makes good points. And, you know, I'm not trying to blame unions, but you mentioned the unions. I didn't get to answer that earlier. Three of the union contracts expired, but they're kind of on a renewal basis and stuff. WPFW's expires next year. And one of the things I want to do is get them more uniform also, but I need somebody that knows how to do union contract negotiating. It's not me, but we're not quite ready for that. We've got so much other stuff on our plate. We've got to deal with this other stuff too. And the national office is so understaffed because of the, you know, lack of central services and all that stuff. But that is a good point. But for example, most of the union contracts, I've looked at all of them. I can't remember if they all say this, but their layoffs have to be done based on seniority generally. That's not necessarily the right way to do it. You know, if you've got a paid producer, a paid programmer. Some stations, like KPFK, have a paid programmer and a paid producer for the same show. Not all the shows. Some of them are volunteers. Some are paid. Sometimes you got two paid staff for a show, and they're not bringing enough money in a fund drive to pay for just one of them even. It'd be logical to think, let's let those two people go, or at least one of them go. Okay. But if they're not lowest on the totem pole in seniority, it's a really major ordeal to work with the union on it.
Volunteer programmers?
No, they're not union. These are paid people. The volunteers can't be in the union. They're not allowed to be. But I'm just saying there's complications, okay? So, and I don't want to violate the union contract. The previous GM there did a violation of the union contract and had to pay $280,000 in penalties, okay? So that didn't help anybody. And so we just have to work with the unions and get some. And, you know, I'm also working with the GMs, encouraging them to all work with the unions on things like benefits and making some little changes. So, for example, at KPFK, and I'm trying to encourage all of us, you know, to learn from each other, say, let the other GMs, they're working with the union there. They have a different union at KPFA, and it's CWA. The other's SAG-AFTRA. But to, like, just increase the deductibles and copays a little bit, because it saves a whole bunch on the premiums, for example. And maybe we can do something like that at the other stations, too. So that's just an example. So I'm just, not ignoring it. There's just a zillion things to do like that. Okay.
It's your turn.
My turn, I pass.
Deb, your turn.
Yeah, I have several things I'd like to say. First of all, I would like everybody who's being paid by KPFT here to raise their hand. We are all volunteers. And it does not behoove you to look askance at other volunteers and say, you, and you, and you. This is terrible. How could anybody do their best for an organization when they are bitten on the heels, batted over the back of the head, and excoriated on the computer? Really, step back and take a look. From the very beginning, the guy who signed the lease for the antenna in New York that's giving us all the problems, I knew him. He was a lovely man. He was a wonderful man. And he was thrust forward, and he did the best he could. And he wasn't a smart lawyer, and he didn't ask, and he didn't look at those increases every year and say, this is out of this world. What the hell are you talking about? It wasn't in his character to say that anyway. Which of you here would do it? Nobody. So stop throwing rocks at each other. We are here, each of us, presenting with whatever we have to present to do the very best we can. And nobody can do the best they can while other people are taking pot shots with little rocks at their heads. You can't do it. It doesn't work. If you know one thing that doesn't work, it's belittling and demeaning other people. Nobody is made better by being made to feel foolish, by being talked down to, by being disgraced in public. It's just the worst thing. And what's wrong with Pacifica? This is what's wrong with Pacifica. Instead of, what a good idea. Had you thought about so-and-so? No, you didn't think about him. This is crazy. This is crazy talk. Nobody does better when they're treated like that. Now let's get together, put the crap aside, and run a network the best we're able. We are all amateurs. Everybody who has worked for this situation has been an amateur one way or another, including the guy, a wonderful guy, who signed the lease for the Empire State. Now, should he have been smart enough to say, hey, look, this is 10% a year or 20% a year. That's too much. Yeah, he should have. I didn't know it. You didn't know it. You didn't know it. Nobody knew it. And now we're stuck with it. So we can keep on doing the same thing and throwing rocks at each other. Or we can get off it, work together, take everybody's best thinking, and do what we can do with it. I would personally, the reason people are dropping off is because people don't like the crap that's flung around here. It's unpleasant. I have to listen to this. If my husband hadn't helped me with these notes, there is no way I could have done it without getting ill, seriously ill, to listen to this venom over and over again to make sure the dates are right. This has got to stop. This is no way to run a family. It's no way to run an organization. It's no way to run a church. It's no way to run a school. And it's certainly no way to run a radio station. So please, I beg of you, put it aside. When somebody disagrees with you or you disagree with somebody, find out what their thinking is. It's much more entertaining.
Okay, Robert,
can I just comment on that too?
No.
I yield my time to Bill.
Well, I'll just say, I've cooperated with the National Personnel Committee to find a replacement for me, and I'm not trying to hold on to this position. I'd be glad to give it to somebody else who's qualified. I think we should have a professional, experienced executive director. But I tell you, it's hard to find somebody who will work when the boards are so dysfunctional. We scare people off, and it's happened in the past repeatedly. And we've got to have boards who will support the management, hold them accountable, but help them. And same thing at local boards and as well as national boards. And instead, we've got boards at every station that fight with each other and scare off people.
Why?
And scare off donors, too.
Why do you keep doing it?
That's a good question.
A good question.
Just look at the emails within our LSB. How many of them are actually related to, how do we raise money and get more listeners? 99% or more are, what's wrong with you?
Adrian, I want to go to the audience. I think they've waited long enough.
Oh,
and I would, I don't know which way to go first. Who would? I'm going to find out from the five of you who would like to go, and then we'll decide what order.
Six.
I'm sorry. Six of you. Teresa, do you want to say anything?
No.
I just want to know yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to go first?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Teresa? Alon, do you have a question or comment? Or?
Not
at this time. Okay, Nancy, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody not want to be in the council?
Okay. King?
It's okay.
King, do you wish to make a comment or a question?
No.
Okay. Kurt?
Yeah, please.
Okay. And Matthew? Question or comment?
No.
Okay, so we've got three. So it'll be, unless somebody objects, it'll be Teresa first, Nancy second, and Kurt third. Is that okay? Okay. Teresa, you got 4 minutes to either speak or dialogue with Bill.
I was on the board 4 years ago. I was never, ever told that we were not paying in toward pensions. I hope that you were writing up any GMs that are allowing their budgets, to be, taking money from our listeners and not paying into our pension plans. Because I just, as a national board member, I was never told that. If I had, I cannot imagine that I would let a PNB meeting happen without saying this needs to be addressed, and on the National Finance Committee, too. So that needs to be addressed immediately. And I think the GMs might need to be, who's going to be held accountable? I think the GMs need to be held accountable for that. In their budgets. I know that when Summer Reese, the IED, worked with New York and worked with all their unions to lay those people off, they got settlements and agreements to, and so they got unemployment and all kinds of benefits. And then the IED, Lydia Brazon, came in. And she got a donation of over $100,000, which I think was to pay the taxes somehow for that. I would imagine somehow they all got pensions if they were entitled to them. So I still don't quite understand why this pension situation is hanging out there. To those people who are blaming things on Sam Agarwal, we must be honest, and I think Robert Garton was really under the wrong impression. Sam has only been here for about a year, and people were disregarding him, and prior to them, there was a CFO that, he was put on leave of absence, and then he was brought back by another board. So we did not really have the use of a CFO, I think, for a long time. So some of these things happened while he was there. My question for you, Bill, is do you think we can get the PNB votes for a swap? If we go for a swap, can we get the votes for a swap? And how many do we need to get that?
Should we wait till after public comment? Well, it takes a majority of PNB, 12 votes, to get anything done. And I'm not sure. I'll just put it that way. Well, I don't know. We haven't got the specific swaps yet, so.
I'm just thinking, this is the analogy that comes to my mind. If you, the PNB is a lifeguard. The WBAI people are like a drowning person. They will pull you down. You might, I don't know what you need to do to find an agreement among the PNB to find the best way to save the foundation when one entity can literally pull it down. Thank you.
I'm going to use my prerogative, and you can call me out of order in a moment.
Out of order.
Just a second. On a vote for a signal swap, if what Bill just said is that the PNB can do this, I would like to urge everybody here who's a member of this board to think about introducing a motion that KPFT recommends this and that we reach out to the other four local station boards so that there is a support for this if it is, I mean, we debate it and we figure out if it is the right thing to do. But
We figure it out. Who are we to figure this stuff out? This is ridiculous. Ted, do you feel qualified to figure this stuff out? Because I think I'm a little bit more qualified than you, and I certainly don't.
Then we have to do some research. I just threw that out there. Nancy, your turn for 4 minutes or Q&A with Bill for part of it.
Cheaper in Manhattan, out of Manhattan. I met some guy from New Jersey, Staten Island, and he's been living in Houston for 2 years, and he's on one of the volunteers on the Toyota show. And he told me two stations did not have the money to go to the Empire State Building, and so they went to either New Jersey or Syracuse. They got off the big island, all right? Manhattan, because it was just too expensive. Even for this man, first he moved to New Jersey, but then all the toll fees and everything, too expensive. Then he moved to Staten Island. He said, then he just came to Houston because it was just too expensive. So he said two stations, they went there and they could broadcast and people could hear him in Manhattan. I don't know. I have not researched this. I just learned this. But I mean, do we have to stay in very expensive, the most expensive city probably in the United States, maybe Honolulu is, but anyway, we could, research that. And I'm sorry, I wish I had researched something. And then about Susie's question, how do we stop this from being repeated again? Well, bylaw amendments. Before an IED, you put an I in the bylaws at least for one time. An IED or an ED signs a contract, you should have oversight of the PNB, which can be overridden by 3 of the LSP stations out of 5. Then you got from top and from bottom, you must have really good eyes, focus on it, I'm just off the top of my head, I'm sorry, I didn't research that, but think it out. And, okay, we're poor. Is that why we're not getting some experts to look at this? Have we even gone to SCORE? And I went to look at SCORE's, this SCORE's experts that are retired and they help nonprofits, okay? One of the requirements is that you have your audits done. Well, maybe we could sort of, say, could you help us? Because we really need help and and we don't have one audit done yet, And then get their permission and get some at least some free advice. And I don't think that's the answer, but I'm just saying there's something like that. Okay, that's all.
It's a good idea.
Thanks, Nancy. Kurt.
If it comes to the point where we have to sell our property here locally, I do know of a location that I just put this out. I don't know what value it would have. It was previously rented by a guy who did TV interviews, and he interfaced with the major networks, NBCs and all. He has the place wired for TV, and he has it separated into studios. Unfortunately, his business went bust, and he's out of town. But as far as I know, that area hasn't been occupied. It's supposedly a low rental warehouse district area, and if y'all are interested, I could look him up and get some real information.
Where is it?
It's over off I-10, close to downtown. There's a railroad siding and a bunch of warehouses. I haven't been there in a whole bunch of years, but I recall the area.
Warehouse. Thank you.
East of downtown?
Might be an ideal place. It
probably is.
I don't know if it's for sale or not, but it is for rent.
Thank you.
The other thing I'd like to say real quickly is it's almost a knee-jerk reaction when things go bad. You say cut the employees. As a guy who's been a union man and a manager I'd just like to throw out for what it's worth. Sometimes if you sit down and talk to your employees, they'll make concessions and bend over backwards to make things better. So please think about it. That's all I got.
I just met Kurt at the town hall meeting for the first time yesterday, but he was one of the people that, why don't you finish my sentence, that signed the, you were a party to the...
The lawsuit, I was a co-plaintiff with Rick Powell.
That helped to rewrite the Pacifica bylaws that led to that. So thank you for returning from the... depths of wherever you've been. Okay.
Please give us your contact information. Give it to me and Ted and anybody else. Yeah. Friendly.
He gave it to us yesterday. Okay. We said this was going to be a 2-hour meeting. Do people want to go longer?
No.
Can I have point of information?
Well, that is a request. What is your question?
Is there a place that any good ideas, such as a few that we've just heard, are lobbed and discussed at a future time with the right people who apparently have the power to do something about it? I mean, is there a pool of ideas somewhere that I'm not aware of that these things are not just lost in the ether?
Not really. You know, I'm a great believer in committees, and, you know, they don't have to be just LSB committees. I think it's good to get people with the right level of expertise, kind of like you were talking about. People look, like you need real estate experts to look for real estate, for example, and get ideas from Kurt and anybody else.
We're on the same page, but you also need creative thinkers outside the box and people that come up with ideas. Like, I'm just wondering, it's a shame if it's just lost, you know, and there's not any, you know, we have it in the minutes, probably Dev Shafto will put them in the minutes, but... Can we not have a centralized location?
Let me answer this. And that is, we're kind of new at this idea of quasi-committee of the whole. I think this is like the second one we've had in all the years that I've been involved with KBFT. Maybe I'm wrong about that number, but it's been very few. So I didn't tell Deb take notes tonight. What I would like to ask each of you to do is to write down whatever you recall from this meeting tonight and send it to the LSB, but I will cobble all of that together, unless Deb wants, we'll figure
it
out.
I'll do it.
Okay, but yes, what we've said tonight, whether it was in anger or whether it was calm, should not be lost. And
the ideas that are the good ideas.
Okay.
Yeah, if you will, Deb Shafto at Gmail. If you just...
I emailed you before, Deb. You haven't returned my email.
Just a second.
Send it to the LSB.
Deb?
Okay.
And Deb will be able to get it.
Yes.
What?
Deborah.
DebShafto@gmail.com.
But you can send it to everybody, and if they get inundated with too much stuff, but she'll be the one that will then take it off of the... off of the emails and turn it into a report that we will share with the board, hopefully... possible by Wednesday?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
It'll be.
It isn't going to be written by Wednesday. Come on, Ted. Yeah.
It'll be at the December meeting. But hopefully Bill will get it sooner because...
I'll get it out to you as soon as I possibly can.
Well, it's really for Bill's benefit to...
Well, you know, I've got 4 other stations and PRA and the archives and the affiliates to worry about. So, I mean... I really like somebody else to take responsibility for stuff here as much as possible.
We're just telling you that the report that comes out of this meeting is more for your benefit than for anyone else's.
But if you wait on me to do it all, it's just going to take forever. So
we're just giving you the report.
Just receive it.
No, I know. But, I mean, just to implement ideas from it.
I suggest Deb get this gentleman's contact information.
Yes.
Because I think if there's a site that he described out there, we ought to at least be looking at it as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, Wayne Mark has been talking about for years about this station.
KCOH.
Which was designed to be a radio station sitting in an OSD.
Alameda,
excuse me. Yeah, and, you know, which sounds
I was
perfect.
Told that was already occupied when I asked about it.
Well, you asked about it recently?
Last 3 weeks, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Driven by it and saw it.
Apparently something happened.
You know, I tell you, this is the engineer in me. I like to come back up with, like, specifications or wish list things first. Think about what features you want to look for, like centrally located, your public transit, What flood? Yeah, exactly. You know, think about features you need, and then, you know, then that will help guide the search. And make it, and write it down. Put it in writing. And share it.
Okay. Is there...
My point is that I wish there was a centralized location.
Yes.
For good ideas, so that they're just not... I mean, Nancy came up with a couple of really good ideas as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like they're lost after this meeting. Who's going to remember them?
They won't be if everybody types up and sends it to the LSB and Deb will get it. They won't be lost.
Make sure the subject line has something...
The idea is centralized. How can we
can do that, and I can talk to Odie about getting it parked on the network where those ideas will go.
I'd like to get a committee started and let them tell people what to do.
But why couldn't it be kpft@gmail.com or something?
That's quite possible. Somebody's got to set up the email and check it, and it's not hard to do, but right.
Bill, I encourage you, and I will encourage the board to allow for a modification of the agenda Wednesday night so such a committee can be established.
Okay.
Folks?
One last thing before we go. Did we ever need to vote on excusing the absences?
No,
next time.
No, not till Deb tallies everything on that.
I want to thank all of you for
I can do that.
Good discussion.
Mr. Chair, did you ask everybody here if they wanted to say something?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, he changed it. Okay, we can give time. Good.
Alon, you'll get the last 4 minutes.
Three things. I'd like to see greater transparency about all the business that goes on. You know, have it communicated out there. More advertisement of KPTFX programs, and also a network, not necessarily a union, but at least communication among the shared contact information among the staff, so they know what's going on among each other. So, anyway.
Great ideas. Thank you.
All right, folks, we are only
6 minutes beyond what we said we were going to do, but we do have to stack the chairs, hold up the tables.